Hi, well, welcome to, we're hello. Ryan and Emma reading Throne.
Yes.
This is not going to be good.
No, it's not.
This is going to be horrifying.
This is going to be really, really bad.
Okay, so Emma, take it away with the prologue.
Oh my god. We have to I feel like we need to talk more before we do this. Like,
just
a little.
Do we really need to talk more about Throne besides just getting to it?
True. It kind of speaks for itself, so.
Just read really fast.
Yeah. Okay, so we are starting with the prologue.
Like any normal person should do when reading Throne.
Obviously, it's from Ryan's point of view, because it always has been.
Wait, my point of view? Oh, wait, no.
Not your point of view. Oh my god.
Hey guys, it's Ryan Ross, and I'm reading Throne.
To fucking read it.
Rest in pieces.
Alright.
So, from Ryan Vale's point of view, let's go.
Okay. I should never be trusted to drive a vehicle of any kind. Not because I am a lousy driver, but because I tighten my grip of the wheel with every passing truck. I look in the newspaper
every
day.
Hold on. What does Ryan have against trucks?
Shut up and you'll find the fuck out.
But what does he have against trucks?
Shut up.
Okay.
I look in the newspaper every day for that one headline of a car crash where they simply don't know what happened.
Same.
Maybe the driver lost control of the car, suffered a seizure, was trying to dodge a running child across the street. Something to explain why his car and his insides ended up painting the front of a Canadian frozen goods truck on its way from Montreal to Detroit.
Hold on, where's Ryan living when he nearly gets hit by a car?
Bruh, I don't fucking know.
Well, I mean, he has to live somewhere in between Montreal and Detroit, and that doesn't seem right, because Panic at the Disco got started in Nevada. Try again, sweetie.
Is this Panic at the Disco? No, you've never fucking read this.
But I'm still gonna judge it how I want to.
Bruh, this is set in the 70s.
He lives in Nevada.
Shut the fuck up.
He was a high schooler in Nevada, so that means he lived in Nevada when he was a child.
Shut up.
Okay.
I drove from Portland to Los Angeles once.
Not near
it was
Nevada.
A pleasant trip. Heading south, the air getting warmer and the people more tanned. It took me 4 days to drive because I kept getting distracted and took a small detour in Nevada.
Nevada, there we go.
Where I got drunk as hell with a guy who had worked as a circus clown all of his life.
Ooh.
We were exactly alike, me and him. It's easy to distract me because I never know what I should be paying attention
to.
Yeah,
me and Ronald McDonald.
Is it a new guitar model? The glimpse of something better and more dignified? A pair of brown eyes that always amplified the smile on a perfectly shaped lips?
I didn't know Ronald McDonald's eyes were brown. Does Ryan Ross want to make out with Ronald McDonald?
No, he wants to make out with Brendan Shaw.
No, he wants to make out with Ronald McDonald, seeing as this description of his clown.
During my West Coast road trip, I lost count of the times I saw an oncoming car and considered twisting the wheel to the left. Crash. Bang. Smoke.
For a minute, I thought he was talking about gunshots, and I'm like, why would you shoot somebody?
This is literally so serious right now. You're being a fucking idiot.
Well, no dirt.
I take Throne very seriously.
As everybody should, but Ryan doesn't.
No. It's because you share a name. Main character.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Reading an autobiography right now.
I don't know if anyone else has these thoughts when they drive. I've never asked. When I crashed the tour bus back in 74, I found myself wondering if it was on purpose or not. I didn't mean to do it, but maybe I subconsciously wanted to.
Mood.
For a while, we thought Joe would never walk again.
Yo, what you got against Joe? Why is he a cripple?
Now I'm driving in a Chevy rental, navigating from O'Hare.
Bruh, it's me talking about myself. Here, let me steal your air.
Navigating from O'Hare to an address scribbled on a napkin in messy handwriting that isn't mine.
Same.
Car is brown, a light brown that resembles baby shit.
Hold on. Baby shit is yellow.
true.
So...
it was the only one they had left. The wipers make a wheezing sound as they try to battle away the heavy, wet snowfall.
Me too.
Are you nervous? I don't bother looking at the kid on the passenger seat. No. Brent said...
hold on. Who would name their child Brent? That's such a, like, a fuckboy kind of name. Like, yeah, Brent, get over here, sweetie. Like, no.
True. Get over here, sweaty.
Ew, Brent, why are you sweaty? Mom,
Brent
why
said... okay, let me fucking read, okay?
No. No. No, Throm. No. Read. Why aren't you reading?
Brent said, he begins, launching into yet another lie someone has said about me. People love to talk and talk and talk about me. That during the Jackie, you were so... no, that's not how you read that sentence. During the Jackie, well,
during
fuck
the
me.
Jackie.
That during Jackie, you were so nervous that you got drunk before every show.
Mood.
He flatters me, I note, annoyed that this one isn't a lie at all.
This
the only
one?
Way I can deal... this one?
One
isn't a lie at all.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Shut the fuck up, I'm so bad at reading. The only way I could deal with the pressure of 10,000-headed growl. I swear I'm not fucking dyslexic.
But you are.
I'm not. The only way I could deal with the pressure of a 10,000-headed crowd was alcohol. Thanks,
hold
Brent.
On. Is it
that
saying that
make me look good?
The crowd is one entity with 10,000 heads, or is it...
I'm assuming that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Rip.
No, it will make me look like a victim. Maybe that's a good thing. He also said that it got better during the second leg. We drank less, we're more focused, you know, after you met him. He points out obnoxiously. I resist the urge to steer the car off the road just to shut him up. And when he takes in his dying breath, mouthing an anguished why, I'll tell him why. Because he couldn't hold his damn tongue.
Mood.
The white snow turns an ugly shade of traffic fume black when it hits the ground, making the surface of the road slippery, but I keep us on the road for now. Now, Gabe, he said that you were never nervous during the Pearl Tour. I suppose you changed.
Hold on. I thought his name was Brent. How many kids are in that car?
Okay.
You just ignore my question. How many people are in the car? Brent? Gabe? Ryan?
Shut the fuck
Pearl?
Up. There's two people in the car right now.
Who are...
Ryan and Siski.
Who's Siski? There's four people in the car now?
There's two people in the car.
Then why is Ryan saying Gabe and Brent?
No. Bruh. They're talking in the past tense.
Okay. Sounds like he's addressing somebody named Gabe, but okay.
No, he's talking about Gabe. Now, Gabe, he said that you were never nervous during the Pearl Tour. I suppose you changed. You love the sound of your own voice, huh? Yep, he beams, light brown locks falling in front of his enthusiastic eyes. Wow.
My turn. He's got a...
I mean, go for it.
He's got a young, good-natured face that he tries to mature with stubble. Same. But it's still irrevocable. Why are we having me read?
I don't know. Do you want me to take it back?
No. You'll never get it back. But
shut
it's irrevocably made... I still can't say... whatever. I'm... the word. Made childlike by bright
bro,
energy.
Bro, we need to read something with a less tasteful vocabulary.
You know what? I have a great vocabulary, but I have a weird tongue.
Same.
But it's still... by the bright energy that's always... there in words and action. Okay, so my phone screen is cracked, so I can hardly see every other word letter.
Okay, so why don't I do it?
No. He's got slightly hollow cheeks and narrow line-like lips, and a forehead that's just a fraction tall enough to look like a mismatch. Hold up, Brendan?
Yeah, that's what I was freaking thinking. Oh my god.
It's Brendan! They're driving! Totally gold!
He's not even in the car.
Ryan, because it's...
Bruh. Ryan and Siski.
No, but then... Never mind.
People are allowed to have big foreheads without being Brendan Urie.
That's not what I mean. They keep talking about people, but then saying you, like, now Gabe, you were never nervous on the Pearl Tour. I suppose you changed.
They were talking about Gabe in the past tense.
Then why would he say you?
He didn't say you.
Yes, he did. Utard. Scroll up, you tard.
Now Gabe, he said that you were never
nervous. I know, he said you. Oh, he's saying Gabe said that Siski wasn't...
That's what I was fucking... This is an absolute disaster.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Let me just read the ice cream fic instead.
Huh?
Nothing.
No, we're reading the milk fic after this.
Bro, that's fucking nasty.
And that's why we're reading it.
Milk fic is a dead, nasty joke.
No, it's healthy and alive, because you need to
fill
up and stay hydrated sometimes.
Shut the fuck. Oh my god.
Better than bleach, kiddo.
True.
That's the quote of the day, better than bleach, kiddo.
True.
Okay, so, I forgot where I was.
Okay, I am going to read now.
No. I concentrate on driving and he falls silent for a while. When he speaks, he sounds troubled. What if he's forgotten? Or what if he's still mad at you? What if I'm still mad at him? Oh, BDE right there. Like, that's the level of BDE I aspire to be.
Yeah, but we all know he's not still mad at him.
Oof. You're not, he said knowingly. Oh. I hate it when he's right. The snowfall is slowing down, and I shift in my seat uncomfortably and feel the seatbelt scraping against the side of my neck. I hate that so much!
I fucking hate that!
Or, like, when you can't place it perfectly around your titties, and it's like, just don't be there.
Yeah.
And when you go to take a nap, and it, like, breaks your neck off.
Right.
And it's like, I just want to sleep. I don't want to choke out.
True.
But anyways, I'm nervous for you, he concludes. Excitement now back. The excitement now back. Just excitement now back.
You can't fucking read and neither can I. This is an absolute disaster.
Stop coming for me. I don't need his nerves, support, or shoulder to cry on. He has no idea how much his enthusiasm wears me out. Mood. Me, Riley.
Yeah.
Riley is such, like, a busybody. Like, can you sit down for 0.3 seconds? Thanks, BB.
True.
He looks at the map in his lap. Ooh, Ryman, right here. Ooh, ooh. Take the next left, he said, like Siri.
Fucking GPS.
Why? Okay, he commands, and I change lanes. You know, I wonder what he's like. I've heard so much about him. It's slightly... Okay, I thought I heard my cat scratching on my door, and I was about to yell at him. He's so mean. It's slightly surreal to meet a stranger that you've pictured...
Mood.
Love that for you. Naked a dozen times. Well, actually, I found this one in your house and where he was in the nude, so... I pull up to the curb, coming to a fast stop. He tenses up, his eyes wild as he looked around. What you doing there? I told you not to touch my effing stuff, kiddo.
Oh my god, you're so fucking bad at reading this.
Listen, I'm amazing at reading this. What are you talking about? I say...
We're gonna read something else.
No, we have to read every volume. All 513,000 words, Emma.
I will yeet myself.
Same. Yoinks into the pits of hell.
True.
Very true. Where were you at youth group, kiddo?
Is this a topic right now?
Eating devil cookies because you didn't go to youth group.
Is this the topic right now?
Yeah, we're changing the topic. Why weren't you at youth group? I was bored.
I was glamming up, and I literally didn't know we had youth group tonight.
Well, we did.
Well, sucks to be you.
I feel attacked! Sucks to be me. Yeah, it does. I was bored at youth group.
Cool.
Okay, rude. I told you not to touch my stuff. I say, again, the nosy little bastard. Here, your stop. That sounded more GPS-like than when I was trying. Here, your stop. I tell him and point out the window to the shop door that has green cursive letters. C-A-F-E. Is this a spelling bee now? Cafe. C-A-F-E. Yes. Cafe. Go get yourself some coffee. Like, he needs more to be... Like, he needs to be more hyper, kiddo. Like, just get some more... hyper in that car. His mouth drops open dramatically. I'm coming with you. I grit my teeth and smile. No, you ain't. I glare at him. He glares back. Out, Siski. Out. Siski throws his hands up into the air. You're seriously not letting me witness the reunion that would make Romeo and Juliet seem like... Well, I mean... Oh, I was about to say there's no reunion. He died. And then it says it right there. Oh, Siski pulls on his bottom lip. Did he just, like, grab his bottom lip and yank on it?
Yeah.
Weird.
I do that all the time.
Weird, but okay. Siski pulls on his bottom lip uncertainly, then recovers quickly. I never finished the movie, truth be told. They spoke English in such a weird way. Well, no, dude, it's Shakespearean times, Siski.
Oh, my God.
What a tard.
Siski's a dumbass.
Like, them's the facts. Sorry, kiddo. I unbuckle myself and get out of the car. Chicago is cold. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
True.
Snowflakes landing on my black coat and melting into it. I round the Chevy and open Siski's door. Did he lean across Siski and open the door?
No.
Did he get out?
Right. Yeah.
Siski could have, like, yeeted to the other side of the car and yoinked.
I round the Chevy and open Siski's door. I'm picking this up now. Okay, okay, the kid shouts, lifting his hands up.
You're just like, Ryan,
I'm
you're
out.
Too stupid.
See?
I'm reading.
Look how out I am. He scrunches his nose at the cold.
Me, when I first came out.
Looking more comic.
I'm out.
Than
see,
her
look at how out I am.
Shut the fuck. He scrunches his nose at the cold, looking more comic than hurt as he shoots me a nasty look. I'll come get you later, I promise.
Rude.
I promise. If you don't, I know where he lives. He has taken out his black leather notebook and is scribbling in it furiously, completely ignoring the sleet. I stop at my open door and give him a disbelieving look. Don't take notes now. As the infamous Ryan Ross nervously re-entered the car, dumping his devoted and loyal companion by the side of the road like yet another groupie he has loved and then abandoned like an unwanted kitten.
Wattpad writers be like.
I don't hear the rest as the door slams shut and I take off. Siski's reflection sulks into the cafe in the rearview mirror.
Wait,
I
like,
glance at the
like, mirror realm? Like, the mirror realm Siski was just, like, sulking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I glance at the map on his now-empty seat. It doesn't take me long to get where I'm going. The car on the driveway is black and classy. This year's model, a 79. It's much more tasteful than what I park in front of the house, and for a wild moment, I hope none of the
Chicagoans.
Chicagoans. One of the Chicagoans living on Brendan Street noticed that the has-been rock star arriving in is such a tacky excuse of four tires and a wheel. If it is Brendan's
Pouch? Bro, I thought you said pouch first, and I was like, okay.
His pouch. This is Brendan's house, which I have my doubts about. A young man with a guitar case is coming down the street, and I wait for him to pass. It's paranoia to fear he'd recognize me, but I never did know what to say to the fans to begin with. Music is not about the man behind it, and therefore any interest people have in me is unwanted. And all they need to know, all they should want to know, is already there in the music. And no one ever understood that apart
Stop
from
getting
me.
Texts,
they
Emma.
Never.
Stop getting texts. I hear your phone a-buzzin'.
Bruh, shut the fuck up.
Shut your phone up.
Okay, I will shut it up right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hold on.
Why are your toes so weird? Like, I'm sorry. Like,
what?
Are toes necessary? Could somebody cut off all their toes and be fine?
your toes, give them to me.
Okay, I mean...
Anyway. I mean,
are they necessary? Like, do people need toes?
But what I don't want to think about it anymore. What is the purpose of toes? I take my bag to the door with me. It's presumptuous, but with the final shows being local, I'm assuming Brendan is staying at home. I shouldn't assume anything when it comes to him.
Yeah, assumptions aren't good. Don't jump to conclusions, sis.
The door opens on the fifth ring. That's a lot of rings. What the fuck?
No, it's not, you idiot.
Okay.
Did you just say cocaine? Brendan's like, yeah, champagne, cocaine, gasoline, brother. Let's get it done.
The rest of Brendan's sentence fades away as his eyes land on me. Brendan looks
Where did they land? Where did they land?
Brendan looks a little older, which makes me realize how overdue I am.
Overdue.
He has a slightly off
Wait, like,
look
overdue I am? Like a book? Like, is going to Brendan's house like a library book or something? Like, oh man, I'm overdue. I gotta pay 6 cents.
He has a slightly off look that comes with his line of work, bags under his brown eyes. I wouldn't know that life... what the fuck? I wouldn't know how that life throws anyone off balance. But if anything, he looks more...
like a man. Let's go to Pound Town with a man.
Sorry, I cannot do this anymore.